Hello, hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Yes, yes, and we're tuning in for what a second helping of wonderful, yes, not corn on the cob, no, it is Brenda Cobb. And why would we be tuning in for that? Oh my gosh, if you heard our show on the 23rd of May, wow. Brenda turned her life around when she was very ill, and I'll have her kind of tell us a little bit about that, and has for celebrating the 10th anniversary of her Living Foods Institute in Atlanta. Get ready. We know that when you put the right gasoline in the car, it runs better, and you know, all of these little things are not a mystery. But what we haven't been putting into ourselves is some of the things that make this instrument not only run well, but Brenda's going to explain about how what we would consider to be miracle healings basically become an everyday occurrence when you follow Brenda's advice and go to the Living Foods Institute. So get ready. Hang on to your socks and go grab everyone that you can. Bring them into the room and listen up. Brenda, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, Kenneth. I'm so glad to be back. You know how much I love to talk about good health, and it is always exciting to me to share the things that I've learned over the 10 years that I've been helping people, not just myself get better, but helping other people too. I'm delighted to be here. Thanks so much for having me back.
Oh, you're welcome. For those that are just tuning in the first time, would you give a brief overview of kind of your background, of what inspired you into this path that's turned your life around?
Absolutely. Well, in February of 1999, I was diagnosed with breast and cervical cancer, and the doctors told me that I had to do surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, or if I did not, I would be dead in less than a year. I told them that I was not going to do any surgery, chemo, or radiation because my mom and several aunts had had breast, cervical, uterine, or ovarian cancer, and they did surgery. Man, they had the mastectomies, they had the hysterectomies, they did the chemo, they did the radiation, and either the cancers came back with a vengeance or the treatments were so toxic that it killed them. And I was not going to go down that road. So I told my doctor no. And Kenneth, you know what he said to me? He said, you don't have a choice. And that was 10 years ago. I was 50 years old at the time. And I looked at that doctor and I said, you know, I am 50 years old. If there is one thing that I know, it is I do have a choice. It might not be what you think I should do or your choice, and it might not be something you approve of or that you like my choice, but I'm not really trying to win a popularity contest with you, and it really doesn't matter to me if you approve or not. I'm going to have to find a way to help my body to heal in a natural way, not just treat a symptom, but actually really heal. So I started researching. I found out about organic, raw, and living foods, cleansing, detoxification, and all of the things that I could do to help my body. And I got on this protocol. In 6 months, I was completely cancer-free. And all these other things that had been wrong with me for years cleared up as well. So rheumatoid arthritis healed, and my eyesight improved, and eczema and psoriasis and acne and skin rashes completely improved, and my depression went away, excess weight melted off of my body, and allergies went away, and sinus headaches and migraines, all these things that I had just taken pills for many, many years. And it was a huge blessing. My doctor was shocked. He was more in amazement, I might say. And he was so, really, he was excited and happy when he saw what I did. Rather than being upset with me, he started sending his patients to my center because I opened a center in Atlanta right away. I thought, I've got to tell other people about this. It's so amazing. And so I started welcoming people to come and try the protocol for themselves to see what it would do for them. 10 years later, I've had many, many thousands of people come from all over the world with every kind of disease you can imagine, not only cancer, but very far advanced, metastasized, fourth stage cancers from breast, cervical, uterine, ovarian, prostate, brain cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer, thyroid cancer, and on and on and on. People have come with multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's and lupus and Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic fatigue and Epstein-Barr and fibromyalgia, people with Alzheimer's or family members with loved ones with Alzheimer's. Parents have come to help their children who have autism. We also help kids with attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity and schizophrenia and depression and bipolar disorder and on and on and on. And you know what I found is that the body was created by God to be able to heal itself of anything. Because I get all those people where the doctors have said there's no hope, you're terminal, you're incurable, there's nothing that can be done for you, prepare to die, go home, be with your family. And they come to the center, they heal. When they go back to their doctors are in shock. And very, very surprised, because, you know, we've really come to think that when somebody tells us that something is hopeless or terminal or incurable or fast-growing or spreading or whatever, that a lot of times we just take that at face value. We believe it. We start talking about it. We accept it as our reality. And then what happens? Well, you know, we create our own reality, and people die every day out of fear. And because the doctor has told them, you're not going to live. But I don't believe any of that. I know that people can live and they can recover, even when the doctors have told them it's impossible. So I encourage everybody out there listening, no matter what's going on with your health, if you want to get better and you're willing to learn what to do, you can get better.
Wow. Now, folks, is that a mouthful or what? And talking about a mouthful, Brenda has got absolutely the most wonderful, wonderful food. And get ready. I mean, literally, folks. If there's children present, you may want to put your fingers in their ears. But, you know, most of you, sex feels pretty good, doesn't it? Okay. Well, I just want to have you have some revelation and something you can relate to. When you get conditioned to eating what your body really wants that makes it healthy and strong and vital, it absolutely feels wonderful to eat it. And we've been so conditioned, and Brenda will go in a little this about this, to eating things that are absolutely taste good but are poison. I mean, you might as well eat some of this stuff and shoot yourself in the head. It would make it easier on the family, less medical bills. But instead of that, Brenda, you know, you've seen how people get to liking the raw foods, haven't you?
Oh, all the time. And in fact, when people call me a lot of times, Kenneth, they maybe they call me because they have a disease, but you know, just as many people call and say, I'm not sick. I want to come to your center because I want to prevent getting ill, or I have this or that disease that many people in my family have had, and I want to avoid getting the same thing. And they'll say, but gosh, I don't know if I can ever do it because it's just so hard. I said, you know what? It is not hard at all. I want you to come to Atlanta and go through my program so that you can see really how easy it is. So they'll come in on the day, on the first day of class, and some of these people honestly have not eaten anything healthy in many, many, many years because, you know, we're addicted to all kinds of bad food, Kenneth, and it's all out there, and you're right. I mean, we get addicted to it, and it tastes good, and we're not even thinking about, is it nutritious for us? So the very first day people come into the center, we get them on really, really nutritious food. And did you know that by the third or fourth day they're there, they come in and they say to us, I'm craving these good foods. I never thought it would happen. I always thought that I would be wanting the greasy pizza or the cheeseburger or the French fries or whatever that they were eating. And now I woke up this morning and I'm thinking about energy soup and veggie kraut. I'm thinking about getting my wheatgrass juice. But, you know, we make lasagna, we make burgers, we make pizzas, we make crackers and cookies and desserts and all kinds of delicious food. You don't have to do without delicious food on this lifestyle. I was a real gourmet chef before I got into this whole line of work. And I love food. I love really good tasting food. And I was known for the delicious food that I prepared. People always love to come to my parties and come to my home at holidays and try all my good recipes. So I was a little nervous myself in the beginning. I'm thinking, oh, no, if I'm going to be eating all raw and living food, what are people going to think about that? What about my being a chef or a really, really good cook and making all these delicious foods for them? It was a part of my identity. I got to thinking about it, and I said, you know what? There is no reason why I can't take all the foods I love and turn them into some delicious, organic, raw, and living food dishes. So I set about doing that. And I took lasagna, and I created a raw lasagna. I took my favorite desserts, and I created my raw desserts, whether it be giant cookies or puddings or pies or cakes or any of that. And then I created some pastas that, you know, are not cooked, and we don't use flour or anything gluten in the program. So you're probably wondering, how in the world does she do that? But I have this clever little machine that will actually make pasta out of vegetables, and then we make a great tomato basil sauce or a pesto or some other really creamy, wonderful sauce and toss it. And you know what? The more I'm talking to you about it, my mouth's watering over here.
I could was just beginning to let you want to say, Brenda, stop. Actually,
your mouth's
go
watering
on and
too.
On. Yeah. Oh, good. I mean, see, there's the secret, folks. She can sneak up on us to our heart's content because all she's talking about is have not only this wonderful, yummy foods, but get a double treat. It tastes good when you're eating it, and your body's in there having a celebration. It's
it really
like going,
is.
Wow, we can heal everything.
It gets so excited that it lets you know really quickly. You start feeling so much better fast that it becomes very motivating, Kenneth. You're thinking, wow, if I feel this good after only eating for this good food for a couple of days, imagine what it's going to feel like after I've eaten it for a week or a month or several months. And people get motivated by it. You know, they feel better and aches and pains go. They don't have headaches anymore. The acid reflux disappears and, you know, tumors start shrinking and energy goes up. And they're wanting more of it. So rather than dreading it, everybody's looking forward to it. They love it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to twist someone's arm to say, would you like to sit down to wonderfully delicious foods? And if I'm hearing you correctly, things that we love, the flavors of lasagna, of a pizza, different Italian dishes, of the range of, you know, burgers, all kinds of stuff, what you have done is preserved the flavoring and turned it into food that is so supremely healthy, the body heals itself.
Absolutely. You know, we do Italian food, Greek food, Indian food, all different types of flavors of food. And the food not only tastes fantastic, but it's working to cleanse, to detox, to heal, to nourish. You know, that actually is the reason that we are supposed to eat, is for good nutrition. A lot of times we think about how something tastes rather than is it good for me or not. And that's why so many people are addicted to foods that are not really good, because, you know, sugar is addictive, so people start eating a lot of sweets. And what happens when they eat one or two cookies? They want one or two dozen cookies. They want more. You know, they eat a candy bar, they want more candy bars. You know, they eat a burger, they want more burgers. But in our program, we don't eat or use any animals or any animal products, and we still are able to make a burger. We're still able to make a meatloaf. It doesn't have any meat in it, but when you taste it, Kenneth, it tastes better than any meatloaf. In fact, when I make meatloaf for my friends, and the first couple times I made it, everybody's eating it, eyeing, and, oh, this is so good, this is so delicious. And then all of a sudden, it dawned on one of my friends, and she looked at me and she said, wait a minute, I didn't think you ate meat. And I said, I don't eat meat, I don't eat animals. She said, but this meatloaf. And she says, and you've had just as big a helping as the rest of us. I said, well, it doesn't have any meat in it. And she goes, no, this is meatloaf. It looks like meatloaf. It tastes like meatloaf. I said, well, let me tell you what's in it. When I started telling her sunflower seeds and almonds and walnuts and various herbs and spices and all this, she couldn't believe it. And even better, her husband, who loves to eat meat, was eating it, bragging and saying, this is the best meatloaf I've ever eaten. You got to get the recipe, honey. You got to make this at home. I'm like, yeah. So a lot of times I don't even tell people that it's going to be something healthy, because, you know, if you tell them it's going to be healthy, they already decide it's not going to taste good then. So
yeah,
you
exactly.
Eat it to them first. Tell them later. Oh, hey, yeah, I'm glad you loved it. By the way, it was healthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful, folks? I mean, just get ready. Yes, if you're sitting there going, I don't believe it, this sounds too good to be true, why are these nice-sounding people lying to me this way, it's okay to start skeptical. I mean, it's okay, because the proof is in the eating. And Brenda, have you got a few recipes that they could share by getting your book?
You know, in my Living Foods Lifestyle book, there's over 50 recipes in there. And these are recipes that anybody can make at home that taste really amazing. And that's the book I always recommend that people start with first, the Living Foods Lifestyle. Because not only does it have the great recipes, but that book tells you about a lot of the nutritional value of the foods and why these foods are so good for you. Sometimes if you know why it is that you're eating something, then you'll be even more encouraged to eat it, because then you know that it is really healthy. But in that book, there are recipes for something called walnut steak, which is delicious. There is a spicy walnut tomato pate. There's a garbanzo bean sunflower loaf and nutty lentil burgers. There's apple mousse pie and macadamia cream topping, which is like a thick whipped cream. And there's all these wonderful dressings in there, like creamy ranch dressing and a ginger garlic pepper dressing and a tomato dressing and all this. You know, every one of the recipes, when you start reading what's in them, your mouth starts watering. And I know it might not be easy to really imagine how this food could taste so good. And the only way I can really prove it to you, Kenneth, is everybody's just going to have to come to Atlanta and come eat the food. And then they will definitely be convinced. And it's worth the trip. It's really worth the trip to come over here just to eat this great food.
Yeah, now, if I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I've watched a number of infomercials. If I do this program for 90 days, if I do that one and I modify my lifestyle, I mean, there's many good things out there. If you're going to do yoga, for instance, to get really, if if you haven't stretched well and you get into a yoga class and you want to really pursue it, that's about a 5-year program to really get into wonderful yogic condition. And in here, it's like, wait a minute, someone, fourth stage, Bridget, we mentioned her last week, and it'd be fine to mention her again, fourth stage non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with tumors all over her body down to about, as I recall, about 50 pounds. Now, this was like a full-grown woman, folks. This was not a small child at 50 pounds. And in, what, 12 days, walked out of there?
She actually came, you know, when she came, she was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at 22.
Yeah.
And when she was diagnosed, she was in a little past stage one, not quite in stage two. She calls it, she says, I was in stage one and a half. And so they gave her chemotherapy. It threw her into stage three immediately. She started going down so fast. And so then she got worse and went right on into stage four, and the doctors said, you're not going to live but maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And a friend of hers, April, had heard about my center in Atlanta, and she said, I'm taking you to Atlanta, and we're going to go and do this Brenda Cobbs program. And Bridget didn't want to come. She said, no, I don't want to go and change what I'm eating because doctors say that I'm going to die in 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to die with a donut in my hand. And, you know, she really meant it because she'll tell
yeah.
you
that oh, yeah.
she was the junk food junkie. She says she liked anything that was blue food and cotton candy and corn chips and all that stuff. Well, her friend April said, no, we're going. You got to go. And so she brought her to Atlanta. The doctors were very unhappy with her. They said to her, don't go. You need to be with your family. You're not going to live 2 weeks. You can't go down to Atlanta for 2 weeks. You'll be dead. Well, they came anyway. And the rest is history. They came. She went through the whole program. Little by little, she started feeling a little better each day. The first few days were really rough for her because she was detoxing and she didn't feel good. But she stuck with it. And day by day, she got better and better and better. By the time she finished, she wasn't gray or jaundice-looking anymore. Her color had come back into her skin. She had actually gained a few pounds, which most people that come that are overweight, they lose. But she was under 50 pounds, and her body needed to gain, and you know what? It did gain a little bit. So she goes back to the doctor a couple days after she gets back home. She lived at that time in Tennessee. Went to the doctor. They started running tests on her. They kept her there all day long, and they kept rerunning tests again and again. She said, I was getting so tired of sitting in that office. Finally, the doctor came out and said, Bridget, there's something wrong. And
our equipment said, must be defective.
Yeah, she said, there's something wrong. And Bridget said, what do you mean? She said, well, look at this x-ray. Now, last time you came in, which was just a few weeks ago, you had all these tumors, and you could see, because with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, it's not unusual that people could even have hundreds of tumors in their body. So these were all these tumors. Now these are the new x-rays we've taken, and there's not even one tumor. And Bridget looked at her doctor and said, Doc, that's not anything wrong. This is what a healed person looks like. Remember you told me not to go to Atlanta, the Living Foods Institute, because I was going to die? Well, I went there, and I did their program, and as you can see, it has healed me. And she's just a doll of the picture of health. Her dream, she wanted to live because she wanted to be an actress. That was her goal. And just recently, she's now fulfilling her goal because she was cast in a new NBC sitcom starting in the fall with one of the lead roles. And her friend April, who is a makeup artist, was hired by NBC to be Bridget's makeup artist. They have moved to L.A. and are now really living that dream that both of them have been looking forward to. And, you know, I think about sweet April and how she loved her friend Bridget so much that even though everybody was telling her, no, 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 you can't do it, you shouldn't do it, you shouldn't go, you can't go, she was determined, and she got there. And look, now she's got that great, fantastic friend with her, and they have a wonderful future to look forward to. It's very exciting, Kenneth.
Oh, and something, I got a chance to meet and talk with both of them when I met you in San Francisco in April, and something else that I want the listeners to know is that yes, I mean, we'll be talking more about Brenda's program, because I want to encourage everyone out there to at least get the book to start with. Make up a couple recipes so you can find out, wow, you can make incredibly healthy food taste wonderful. And then, yes, I know, I just pinch yourself each morning until you go, oh my gosh, 12 days, I could turn my life around and have fun doing it. This is too good to be true, but I'm going to do it anyway. Well, the people like April and Bridget, who went through your program, who are now working in Hollywood, there, if you get to talk to them, they are like absolutely the sweetest, most loving people. They're stepping into a place where, I'm kind of being a moment political here, where the industry has not shown people how to do loving and kind things in general. Most of the television, most of the movies have been so degrading to the human condition that, and this is my opinion and I'll stand firm on it, that there is so much of a gap. Well, thanks to wonderful work of Brenda and the health of April and Bridget, we have now two more people in Hollywood who are healthy and conscious and absolutely starting to up-level that whole industry. So, and I get to share this as thanks to you because just a couple of days ago, May 31st, was your birthday. So happy birthday, belated birthday to you, Brenda.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, you know, the doctor said I wouldn't live a year, but it's 10 years later, and I just turned the big 6-0. And it's so exciting. Kenneth, I had a wonderful time. I was in New York. I was participating in the Yoga and Raw Food Expo, and thousands of people came to that event. And I got Happy Birthday sung to me several times, which was a whole lot of fun and very exciting. I got to see so many wonderful people. A lot of my friends were saying, well, why are you going? No, no, don't go. You know, you don't want to go work on your birthday. I said, gosh, I can't think of any place I would rather be than participating in the Yoga and Raw Food Expo on my birthday. I really want to go. I want to do it. And so it was so nice, and thank you for remembering. I really appreciate that. It's the best birthday ever.
Oh, that's great. And just to folks out there, not only for your health, I just put this forward. We all, if you sit down and you talk to practically anyone, race, religion, creed, color, and you ask them, do you want a better world? Do you want peace? Do you want love in your neighbors and to be happy? Well, yes, it doesn't matter what religion or color or creed or race or lifestyle. People have very similar values. They want that stuff. And when you're not feeling good and when you're not thinking clearly because your body has, unfortunately, for most people, been toxified by the dietary regime that's been so offered so and advertised to the max, it's a little hard to be at your best when your body is basically dying prematurely. So this to me is, yes, take care of your health and do this, and then for those in your heart that you go, you long for the peace on earth, that happier family, Brenda is opening that door, not just for your own well-being, but literally, in my opinion, for the transition of the world that we've yearned for.
Brenda, you're so sweet. Thank you. Well, you know, sometimes people come not because of an illness, or sometimes people are not as interested in their health as maybe I would think they would be. I always encourage people to come then, just come out of pure vanity, because it reverses aging and it'll make you look better. And we laugh about it, but this is one of the greatest protocols there is, to turn back the time, the hands of time. If you see my picture before, Kenneth, and then you see my after. You see me now. You'll see I look 10 years younger now than I looked 10 years ago. And I feel like I'm in my early 20s. I've got so much energy, I can actually run circles around people that are in their 20s. Whenever we're working out or doing all kinds of different activities, my stamina, my energy level, I'm just able to go and really participate at such a very high level. So it's going to improve how you look, how you feel, your performance in many, many different areas. And it's worth doing it for yourself. You're worth it. And you deserve good health. God created us to have good health, not to be sick. And we don't want to be sick. And, you know, if you have a whole lot of money and big fancy house and an expensive car, but you're sick and you don't feel good, it doesn't matter. And I've asked people at many of my lectures, if you could choose, and you had to choose one or the other, you could either choose to have great health or you could choose to win the Mega Million Lotto, what would you pick? Well, I've never had anybody raise their hand and say that they would choose money over health. A lot of people say, well, can I have both? I want money and good health. And exactly. That would be what we want, but we would not, definitely would not say, well, oh, yeah, give me the money and take my health away. How much good is money going to do us when we're too sick to enjoy it? So I believe everybody wants good health.
Absolutely. There was a saying someone shared with me. They say, oftentimes we squander our health pursuing wealth and then have to spend all our wealth to try to regain some of our health.
That's absolutely true. It really is. And many times when I'm talking to people and they're considering maybe coming to Atlanta, and maybe something will come up like, well, gosh, you know, I don't really want to spend the money, or I don't really have a lot of money. And I say, you know, I want you to think about something. If your car was not running and you needed that car to be able to get to work and it had to have a new engine or whatever that it had to have, you would find a way to make that happen. Care about yourself and your health as much as you would about fixing your car. Take care of it. Figure out a way. Sell something that you don't need anymore. Do a fundraiser if you need to. Whatever that it takes so that you can do the things that are good for your health. And follow what Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, and that was, let food be your medicine. Let medicine be your food. And a lot of times people eat horrible food, and then they go to the doctor and they get a prescription for some kind of a drug that whatever is supposed to fix, if you read the side effects of the drug, you'll see that the side effects sometimes are worse than the illness itself. And then people take that drug, and then they start having other problems come up, and they go back to the doctor. And what does the doctor do? Give them another drug to try to combat the problems and the side effects they're having from the original drug. And all that is doing is just making that person sicker and sicker. Drugs don't heal. We've got to get that across to people, Kenneth. They don't heal anything. Drugs just mask symptoms. They never do any healing. I want to help people not only heal, I want to help them stay well. Sometimes you hear about a person that gets better and they heal, and then the next thing you know, they say, oh, I've got this problem again, or this has come back again, or now I've got something else wrong with me. We want to help people to get well and to stay well, have a long life, and have the quality of life. Because, you know, what good is a long life if you don't have quality of life? That is so important. I know you've probably talked to people that have a bad quality of life because of all the drugs that they're on.
Yeah, and some of those drugs are prescription drugs. Some of them are the drugs that you could call the chemicals that are in the foods that we eat that are so addictive. I mean, we don't think of it that way typically. You know, I'm having some food which comes with all these chemicals, and drugs are chemicals. Let me think now. I don't know. Is this good for me? I don't know. I'm kind of dying and getting old prematurely. And they said in the Bible, people used to live hundreds of years. Oh, that was a miracle. What's changed? And then we go to different places on the planet with a healthier lifestyle and healthier eating, and there's people living on mountainsides that are 140 years old, and it's not unusual.
It isn't unusual, and I think we're capable of living several hundred years old, but we've got to get back on track, take care of our bodies. If we want to be able to do that, we've got to learn what to do. And, you know, they don't teach these things in school, unfortunately, Kenneth. You know, they teach the standard American diet, and people are brainwashed into thinking that they need to be eating meat for protein and drinking milk and eating dairy products for calcium.
Wow.
And that's just the meat and dairy industry trying to get us to buy their products, because meat doesn't, and any type of an animal, it may have between 20% and 23% protein. Wheatgrass juice has 47% protein. Corella, a sea vegetable, has over 50% protein. A sprouted mung bean and a sprouted lentil has between 32% and 34% protein. You know, there's a lot of protein in plant-based foods. There's a lot of calcium in dark green leafy vegetables. Not eating acidic food, you know?
Yeah, now here's one that has come up, and you might hear this from time to time. Well, I have to eat animal protein because it's the only way I can get certain nutrients like B vitamins, like B12, and some of those things.
Well, and you know something? The colon, when it has the right beneficial bacteria, produces vitamin B12. And people are thinking they've got to eat meat to get B12. If you have the friendly bacteria with the probiotics, and one of the ways that we get it in our program is we eat fermented foods like a sauerkraut, we call it veggie kraut, and we drink a fermented beverage called Rejuvelac. We make nut and seed cheeses out of it as well that taste really good, and they've got the friendly bacteria. You know, so if you put that good friendly bacteria in your body, you can make your own B12. But if you're not, let's say you're a vegan, but you're not adding those probiotics and you're not eating the fermented foods, then I would recommend someone take a vitamin B12 supplement. But if you really have good nutrition and you know what to put in your body to help your body produce its own B12, then you don't need those things.
This is so wonderful. So one more question answered, folks. And something interesting that I had heard, I don't have confirmation, but it wouldn't surprise me if this were true. They said to me that many years ago, around the turn of the century, they were trying to figure out what would be a person's protein requirement. And to figure this out, they basically divided the number of people in the country by the number of cows or cattle so that they could say, okay, we need to sell all the cattle, so people need to have this much protein. And just some weird stuff about how some of the standards for what was healthy may have come about to satisfy someone's economic interest. I don't have proven facts for that, but I can refer you to Dr. Milton Mills, a medical doctor, a team of doctors in the Washington, D.C. area, and they have plenty of statistics, folks, if you want them. Every country that has more consumption of animal protein dairy products, the more they consume of that, the higher their disease rate. And
absolutely.
Dr. Mills also pointed out our body, when you look at the digestive system of our body compared to carnivores and other herbivores, what kind do we have, Brenda?
Here's the thing. Our digestive system is made for eating the vegetables and the fruits because, you know, we don't have those sharp incisor teeth to rip flesh off of an animal. We don't have the long claws to be able to rip it off. And in fact, you know, when you see an animal killing another animal in the wild and eating it, they're not stopping and cooking that animal first. And so, you know, we were really created to be eating the vegetables and the fruits and the herbs and the greens. And it was, God told us in Genesis 1:29 what to eat, which was the herbs and the fruits bearing seed. But then, of course, everybody started eating the other things and then, you know, asking permission to eat it. You know, they wanted to eat the flesh, and so they began eating it. But what happened from that point, people began getting sicker and sicker. And, you know, that protein issue, let me just go back one real quick point here. The gorilla and the elephant are two of the strongest animals in the kingdom, and they make thousands of pounds of muscle out of protein. And where do they get it? They get it all from plants, because neither of those animals eat animal flesh. They only are eating the plant-based, and that's giving them that pure, high-powered, clean-burning fuel that produces the protein to make thousands of pounds of pure muscle. They can do it. We can do it.
Yes. Yes. And now, how can we find out more or get your book? There's a website. We've just got to know this stuff.
Well, you can go to the website, and that is livingfoodsinstitute.com. So foods has an S on the end, and institute is completely spelled out. When you go to that website, you will be able to see all different kinds of things that we do. There's a toll-free number that you can call, and that's 800-844-9876. You can send us an email. You can send it to Brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com or info@livingfoodsinstitute.com, and we'll be happy to send you the Living Foods Lifestyle book. I have 9 different books that I've written, but I encourage everybody to start with that one first. I also am available for phone consultations, so if a person wants some help, but maybe they're not able to get to the center right away, but they want to get started at home right away, I'm happy to help them develop a protocol with the right food, the right herbs, the right essential oils and superfoods. So all of that we can do by phone.
Wow. Wow.
Everybody can get started somewhere, Kenneth, you know, even if they're not ready to come to Atlanta. And, you know, let's not scare people into thinking that they've got to do it 100%. That's not what we're asking you to do. Really what we're asking you to do is to start wherever you are. And to, if that means that you're able to eat 10% more raw and living foods today than what you ate yesterday, and that's where you're comfortable starting, start there. But if you can eat 50-50-50, you know, raw living food 50% and cooked food 50%, and you feel good about starting there, you can start there. What we recommend is that as you're working on this to get better and better, that you're working toward a goal of eating 80% raw and living foods and 20% cooked vegan food. So vegan means no animal products, just your vegetables, your fruits, your nuts, your seeds, your greens. So you can steam some fresh vegetables. You could bake a yam. We don't recommend eating white potatoes because they're toxic to the body, but the sweet potato or the garnet yam, the Japanese yam, those can be very healthy for a person. And so you can eat some raw and living and some cooked. And, you know, we didn't mention what living foods are, so quickly let me remind people that a living food is a food that is a sprouted food. So it's alive when you eat it. And that is the best kind of food because it's got supercharged enzymes and even more vitamins and minerals than raw food. And when you cook your food, you are killing the enzymes, vitamins, and minerals, but also you're taking alkaline food and you're turning it into acid food. And acid in an acid body is a sick body. An alkaline body is a well body. So we definitely want to bring our body back to alkalinity. Very important.
Yes. And when you're saying alkalinity, can you give us a little bit, like, we know, I guess there's a scale of, is it like from 1 to 14, and with the 7 being kind of like neutral, or?
Right. And, you know, you're wanting to go more toward the alkalinity, you know, the 7.5, you know, somewhere in there. You're wanting to get more toward alkalinity than you are acidity, because the acid body, it doesn't just mean if you have an acid body that you've got something like acid reflux or indigestion or heartburn. Sometimes people think of it that way. But no, not really. An acid body can be a body that is developing things like cancer and heart disease and diabetes, and all of those things can be coming from too much acidity in the body. So alkalinity is always really good. You can even drink more alkaline water and better hydrate yourself, and that will help a body to improve. There are some diseases, I believe, that could be healed if people were actually better hydrated. Most people don't drink enough water. You know, they might drink juice or coffee or tea or sodas or whatever, but they're not drinking water. And we need water. Our body has a large percentage of water, and we really need water to make blood and to make lymphatic fluid. It's extremely important that we drink more. I recommend that everybody drink at least 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh as a minimum. But if you are really wanting to cleanse and detox, then drink 1 ounce of water for every pound you weigh, and that'll start flushing more of those toxins out of the body very, very quickly.
Wow. There was, now that you're mentioning that, when I grew up, the family said that there was a clinic in the Denver area. And this man would basically have people do nothing more than drink a bunch of good pure water and increase the amount of that per day. And there was a huge turnaround of people getting better.
Right.
I don't think it was as quick as that, but now that you're mentioning it, it's like, oh my gosh, yes, they had said that there was this clinic, and that was their only thing. They didn't get into all that you're doing and the multiplicity of your programs. But so what you're mentioning about the water, folks, I mean, you know, yes, get Brenda's book, and certainly if you did nothing else, have a little more pure water.
And make sure that it is pure. That's important, Kenneth, because a lot of water, when you're getting water right out of the tap, you're getting chlorine and dioxin from the chlorine and lead and mercury and arsenic. There are hundreds of chemicals in the water. There's also can be bacteria and parasites and worms and fungus and all kinds of things in the water. So it is important to drink pure filtered water, very, very important. And I hope everybody will do that one thing. If nothing else, they'll start putting a high-quality filtered water in their bodies.
Okay, so that would be an initial important step. And to me, getting their hands on your book so that they've got some recipes that have been tested at your institute for not only health but deliciousness factor.
They have, absolutely. And, you know, we've even got DVDs for people that want to watch DVDs or listen to CDs. You know, all that
okay.
is available as well. And it's easy to get the book and start preparing some of the recipes. And I think once you do it and they try those recipes, that people are going to be more and more and more encouraged, and they're going to think, wow, I had no idea that these foods could taste so good. You know, people
yes.
come to us with diabetes, and did you know that within about 5 or 6 days on our program, that even if they've been on insulin for 20 or 30 years, some of them taking 100 or 110 units of insulin a day, did you know in about 5 or 6 days that the body's blood sugar will normalize and they never have to take insulin or other diabetic medication again? Isn't that amazing? that fast. I mean, the body will heal that quickly. And diabetes is an awful disease. So many people lose limbs and everything when they if they don't take care of it. You know, they're losing
their
legs.
And that's on the rise in our country, isn't it?
It's on the rise not only with adults, it's on the rise with children. We have more diabetic children now than we've ever had before in the history of the world. And you know why that is, Kenneth, because of all this terrible food that kids are eating, all the sugary food, the fast food, the sugary cereals, the sodas. You know, people drink soda, and they don't even realize that there are 16 to 18 or more teaspoons of sugar in every one of those cans of soda. And it's also playing havoc with people's teeth, so people have more problems with their teeth. And extra sugar stores in the body as fat. Well, we have more obese people than ever. We have more obese children than ever before. And now these obese children are having things like open-heart surgery when they're 12 years old or younger. And from what I can understand and the research and the books that I've read, that there is a philosophy that believes that if we don't help our children now to make changes immediately, that this young generation of children will be the first generation that will actually die before their parents. And that is very, very sad. And that's not the natural way that things really should be. Little young children shouldn't be dying before their parents of diseases like diabetes and heart disease and cancer that could be prevented and could be healed just through lifestyle choices.
Wow. Wow. We all got to take a big, deep breath here, folks. This is so, so very, very important. And when you stop for a moment and go, okay, what's involved in creating a pathway to dramatic health and well-being. Let me think now. I've got a book that's 1895, complete with recipes and amazing stories. I can call Brenda. What's that number again, Brenda?
They can
for a
call
consultation.
The toll-free number would be 800-844-9876.
Okay. Yeah. And actually have someone that turned their life around and has been doing what we would mostly consider miracle healings, which are actually normal healings that take place when you get smart enough to put the right things in your body, and that's what Brenda is bringing forth, so you can do it in a way that is absolutely yummy and delicious while allowing yourself to be healed in the process. And then, yes, you want to go celebrate and put this, so get into the program and on the website, Living Foods, FOODS, livingfoodsinstitute.com. There are programs during the year that you can sign up for and different levels of the program that are tailored to different budgetary things. Comprehensive, we didn't get into all the different details, but it's not just about the food. Brenda, I'll tell you, you can't turn this woman loose for a minute. She'll find something else that is going to help you and include it in her program. Love you, Brenda. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Kenneth. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's always fun and fantastic to be with you on the air.
Well, we are just so, so very grateful. So, folks, go get the book, Living Foods Lifestyle. Look up livingfoodsinstitute.com. Get in touch with Brenda. Have a consultation. Turn your life around. And just want to thank you, Brenda, for being with us and taking of your valuable time to share this glorious story and this pathway to fulfilling our health, and that opens the pathway to having the lives that we've dreamed of. So bless you, and thank you again.
Oh, you're so welcome, Kenneth. Thank you, too. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And beloved listeners, look forward to every week. We will fulfill that commitment to bringing you value, joy, and a pathway to to healthier, better living. And so we just say thanks be to God for the glory that brings us this information and lets us commune together, and say thank God for you listening and you, Brenda. And until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now.